It's 8:01. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, February 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. There's been an arrest regarding the break-in late last month at Hayes Drugstore in Paonia. According to the arrest warrant, over $11,000 worth of prescription medication was stolen, including morphine, oxycontin, methadone, lorazepam, and acetaminophen. Levi Hyde was arrested on charges of second-degree burglary, theft of $5,000 to $20,000, and possession of a Schedule I substance. Keisha Devlin was also arrested on complicity of those same charges. Tragedy has struck the ice climbing community of Ouray. As KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports, a local climbing instructor died while guiding clients in San Juan County last week.
Mark Miller was guiding clients on an ascent near Eureka on Friday. It's reported an ice bulge broke when Miller was climbing off rope, causing him to fall to his death. Miller taught ice climbing for over 20 years. He worked as an instructor for San Juan Mountain Guides. Last month, Miller spoke to KVNF at the Ouray Ice Festival. He described what he loved about climbing.
When you first walk up to ice, it's got to be the most aesthetic medium you'll ever see. You just see these big blue sheets of all these interesting shapes. And they change by the day, week, or even sometimes by the hour as the temperature changes.
Miller also worked as an emergency responder in Ouray County. He was 50. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
With so much debate over marijuana health effects, the state has released a report about the potential hazards of recreational use. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
A committee with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has just released their findings about the current scientific knowledge about marijuana. The Retail Marijuana Public Health Advisory Committee was formed by the legislature to sort through medical research findings to hopefully inform policy. Dr. Mike Van Dyke is the branch chief for environmental epidemiology and toxicology for the CDPHE.
A lot of the findings are pretty what you'd expect. I mean, the kinds of effects on that marijuana has effects on kids, that marijuana can cause impairment for driving, the kind of things like the marijuana smoke actually contains similar carcinogens to things like tobacco smoke. So there's a wide range of things, from how much marijuana does it take to cause impairment to how long is someone impaired after using marijuana. So a variety of different things in this report.
The committee has now agreed on what the best scientific results are. It creates a baseline for what the CDPHE believes and will affect policy from there.
I think all of these things were out there in the public literature before, but scientific literature is one of those things where you have positive findings, you have negative findings, you have mixed findings. So really the goal of this committee was to gather all of the literature about marijuana use and health and provide some sort of context as to whether these are substantial findings or they might be limited findings, to get everybody on the same page in terms of what are the possible effects from marijuana use.
The committee will continue to meet to review and discuss Colorado findings as they develop. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A bill just cleared the State House that would extend protections to victims of alleged sex offenses. This is Representative Millie Hamner, the bill's sponsor.
Well, a few years ago, I successfully carried legislation that protected victims of stalking, and that bill became known as Bonnie's Law. So this bill, this year, House Bill 1060, extends the protections that we were able to put in place for victims of stalking through Bonnie's Law to victims of sexual assault. The protection we put in place through Bonnie's Law that is already in place for victims of domestic violence assures a person arrested being held until able to see the judge so the judge can hear the case and get a little more information and then release the person with a written protection order.
The bill passed the House 60-3 and now will go to a Senate vote. And finally, Democratic lawmakers in Colorado recently introduced a measure to allow terminally ill patients to take medication to end their lives. The patients must be given a prognosis from two different physicians, giving them less than 6 months to live. Benta Berkland discusses the proposal as part of our Capital Conversation series.
Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Supporters of this measure say it's the right thing to do because it means terminally ill patients will suffer less, they'll be in less pain, and it'll give them the option to choose how and when their lives end. Ivan, talk about some of the precautions backers say are in place.
Well, so someone who wants to take advantage of this option needs to have two doctors signing off on it. They have to be determined to be mentally competent, and they have to make a verbal and written request. They also must be able to administer this doctor-prescribed medication on their own. So it's not the doctor doing it. They prescribe the medication, but it's the patient themselves who are actually administering it.
And Charles, the American Medical Association opposes this, as well as hospice and palliative care organizations.
And so do several pro-life groups and most of the Republicans in the state legislature. The hospice people particularly are opposed to this. For one thing, they mostly don't like the name, death with dignity. They think it's just another euphemism for doctor-assisted death or doctor-assisted suicide. I've even had Democrats say to me that they admitted that it was just a rebranding of the old Dr. Kevorkian days. They also don't like the idea of calling it dignity because that's what they do in palliative care, is dignity. Now, at the same time, they say that if they were to make those kind of changes, they still wouldn't support the bill, but they'd be more neutral on it because only for the point that patients deserve to have as many options as possible, and this is only one of them.
It's worth noting that this would be different than euthanasia, but Ivan, a lot of the objections beyond the medical groups and hospice care stem from religious objections, and I think some of the Republican lawmakers come from that side.
That's right. So religious groups oppose this because they see it as taking away someone's hope. They argue that sometimes it's just impossible to know when, you know, someone who looks or appears to be terminally ill, that, you know, miracles happen, and they view life as being sacred from the beginning until the end, and they don't think that essentially doctors should be facilitating someone's suicide.
And those same groups have said some of the same things that doctors have said, that it's opposite of their normal philosophy of do no harm. And so it's almost a total reversal of giving patients something for them to kill themselves.
And one of the doctors that I interviewed did mention that he has been wrong many times, that there's been times that he believes that a particular patient is going to die very soon, and, you know, the unexpected happens, and the person is cured. So,
and on the other hand, I have talked to patients who have known they were going to die and know that they can't get anything, and they've hoarded medications like morphine to self-take, to kill themselves if it ever came to that point. Now, whether they did or not, I don't know. But the point is, some patients actually do want this. So the question is it going to get out of the legislature? Probably not, because the Republicans are going to like it. They say, the supporters of the bill say, that there's like a 60% support of this among Coloradans. It may end up on the ballot in 2016.
Thanks. That was Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.